Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Rethinking Football Podcast, where we discuss player development with players, world-renowned scouts, professional football academy directors, coaches, and others. We will use Spain's model and compare it to other national governing bodies in other countries. At the end of each podcast, we will update our theory of change to improve player development worldwide using indicators, best practices, and our own research, along with the opinions and expertise of our guests. Hayden Lynn Canizales is a 19-year-old American footballer currently competing in Spain. Hayden is one of only three American players who have successfully graduated from Spain's challenging academy system in the Juvenil Nacional and the Juvenil División de Honor categories, and is currently competing as a senior in Spain's Tercera División Nacional. A native of Las Vegas, Hayden's trajectory in Spain as a youth includes Sant Gabriel, Espanyol, Sant Andreu, and Hércules. Hayden's current team, UPI Plasencia, is favored to win promotion this season. In addition, this season the team has won the Federation's Cup for the first time in 75 years and made it to the quarterfinal stage at the RFEF Confederation's Cup. Hayden discusses his experience growing up in Spain and what it's like to live the dream of an early career footballer.
Welcome to Rethinking Football. My name is Dawn Brown, and today we are talking with Hayden Canizales, who is a player for UPI Plasencia in the Extremadura region in Spain. Welcome, Hayden.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
We just have a few questions for you today. Why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself?
I was born in Nevada, and I studied late. I was a late bloomer. I started playing soccer when I was about 10 years old. And by the time I was 11, 12, I was lucky enough that my parents decided that they wanted to take to help me get to the next level, and they started helping me get into camps in Spain. And from there, I got picked up from a team to play, and I've been here ever since.
Why don't you tell me a bit about the process or the journey for you from going from the U.S. to Spain? Because I believe you first tried out for an academy here in the U.S.
Yes. The same year, I had left to Spain. I had tried out for DC United, and I had made the tryouts, and it was one of the options I had. And during that time, my family was going to move to DC, so that I could have that opportunity. But luckily, in the summer, I also was spotted and went on tryouts with a team in Spain. And I think the fact that I had already been there playing with kids from there gave me a little bit of a push, and it was easier for me to make the team, so that was the easy part, I guess. The easy part was making it.
So what would you say were the differences between your tryout and your experience with DC United versus your tryout and experience in Spain?
Well, when I went to DC, it was during the winter. It was during the break for their season, and I was. They were just trainings, and they basically normal trainings that any anybody in the U.S. would do. A little bit more intense. It was a little bit more competitive, a little bit faster. Because I guess their system of play is very similar to that of Ajax. They try to be similar to that style of play. So I guess it was a little bit more touching the ball than usual, and that was one of the things that my family and I were looking for in a team that knew how to play football, but well. And then when I went to Spain, that looked like kindergarten stuff to what they were doing. Their rondos were more advanced. I had seen the U16s and U18s doing the rondos that we were doing when I was 13 during my tryout in Spain. So it was a lot different. It was a lot faster. The area that I was in was Catalonia at that time. So their style of football is a lot faster, a lot more touches. And it was a lot more physical. A lot of people would think that in the U.S., U.S. style of play would be a lot more physical than in Europe, but it was a lot more physical. The players were stronger and faster, and it was you could see the difference. There was a pretty big difference.
I know that in Spain, they have a promotion and relegation system, not only for the professional level teams, but also for the youth teams and for the academy. Can you talk about what influence that had on improving your level by being a participant in a program that uses promotion and relegation?
The level, it makes the level in Spain a lot higher because it is a lot more competitive. Most teams that have a team in a national division, like a first team, a senior team in a national division, usually strive to have their youth teams in the top tiers, and then have in the same age group a B or a C team in the categories below the top one, so that they have a good pool of players to bring up and to bring in, not only up to the A team for that youth division, but also the senior team. And it gives you a real sense of what you're playing for. I mean, I've been in teams where we started off the season bad, and you as a player, you're frustrated because you don't want to go down a division. That isn't anything you want to have happen. And I think it's frustrating when you're in that position. It makes you want to work harder, and it makes you want to get out there and actually do better. So I think the competitive level, it makes the level a lot more competitive in that aspect. As in the difference with the U.S., I think is a lot more leisure, which isn't bad, but it isn't good either. It doesn't make you have to work harder. It doesn't make you have to get better. So, I mean, there's that aspect. As far as senior level, since there's no relegation either in MLS, you would think that there would be more opportunities for young players, but unfortunately there isn't. Not as many as they are in Spain, where you have teams competing in national divisions at senior level, for young players to go up and play with the senior team. So it makes all that, all those little things makes a world difference competitively in the sport in Spain.
So let me make sure that I understand this correctly. Are you saying that in the youth system, youth academies here in the U.S., the team can come in last place and then still be playing at the same level the following year? Is that correct? Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the later years in your academy experience. I believe that you you went and you moved on to Hércules. Is that right? Can you talk a little bit about your preseason with Hércules?
The year before that, I was playing really well, and we were talking about opportunities that I would have outside of Catalunya, and that was one of the opportunities that had come up. So I had spent the preseason with them, and I did my part. I felt like I did really well, but obviously I had to think of not that year but the following one, because it was my last year as a youth player. And I had to decide whether to go to the Plasencia, where I would probably have a better opportunity playing as senior in a senior team at a national level. And at the end of the day, I decided to go to the UPE Plasencia.
So you've been with UPE now for two seasons, and they're a third division team. Can you tell us about that transition from the academy level to professional while you've been at UPE?
The deal that we had with the UPE Plasencia was I was to play with the junior team, but I was also to train with the senior team. And I had come from Hércules having a preseason in which I would say I was standing out. I was physically very fit, probably one of the most physically fit players on the team, and I felt really good and really healthy and really strong. And when I had decided to go to the UPE Plasencia, the first training I had was with the senior team. And I was pretty much training with them the whole time, for the whole year. But the first day, I thought that a top-tier team in youth division would compete okay, like, pretty well against the third division team, and I was very wrong. I winded up very fatigued and throwing up the first day, but it kind of like levels your head a little bit, but obviously it's a whole different game. It is a whole different game. You see youth players that will play in the top tier division, and then they will go to the senior team and just not make it because it's too hard, it's too strong. The pace of the game is a lot faster, it's a lot quicker. Players are a lot stronger. It's a whole different level because you're playing against men. And I mean, the difference between other academies and other teams in Europe in general is that in Spain they also have their B teams or their A teams. I mean, their B teams and their C teams in actual relegation in the relegation and promotion system. So their U21s will not only face U21s, they will also face men. And their U23s will not only go against U23s, they will go against 30-year-olds, 28-year-olds, people who, for their level, they are hitting their prime. And this year has been a clear example of that. Last year, the team was good, but it wasn't as competitive. We were more focused in staying mid-table, staying, trying to get, see if we can get into promotion spot. But this year, the campaign was set from the start that we wanted and probably will go up a division. And you see that with the younger players. I mean, I'm the youngest player on the team right now, and the player that's second to youngest is 19, and we look at each other sometimes at the on the field like, oof, this is really hard. Like, these are people who came in to just win the division. So obviously, as you being a young player, it gives you the opportunity to learn from those people and to go and soak up as much as you can, try and get as much minutes as possible, trying to make your way into the team. And just like you, everybody wants to be on the team sheet, everybody wants to play, everyone wants to get that first 11 spot. So everyone's working as hard as they can, and to be a part of the team and to be a part of our later accomplishments, which will hopefully be promotion and going up a division.
Hayden, let's talk a bit more about your first year with UPE Plasencia. Tell me about who you played with. What were some of the other players like? Where did they come from? Did they come from elite academies like you did? Did they come from different backgrounds? Can you just talk a bit about the makeup of the team in the first year that you were there?
So last year, the team that I was competing with was a fairly young team. We still had a lot of players that were from the home, like from Plasencia, from the original team, and a lot of players that came out from academies like Sevilla, Atletico Madrid, Cordoba, those types of academies. And we had, I remember our center back, Alvaro Muguruza, had 40 sessions with the first team from Atletico Madrid. And his team had won everything in the that year, the year before, for the Juveniles in the top division, except for Champions League. That was the only thing they had not won, the Youth Champions League. We had players like Bugato, who was from Sevilla, and he was a midfielder who is actually playing in a division higher now. And we had a teammate that was played with him, who is also from Sevilla. And we had our forward was from Cordoba, and he also had very good technical skills.
What about the players from Cádiz in the first year?
Oh yeah, we had a few players from Cádiz. We had a right back and a winger who were both like, they were really fast. We also had a player who left in the middle of the season who plays UEFA qualifiers now, in Lincoln Imps. And, I mean, he was also from Cádiz, and he was one of the jewels. And they were very technical, very strong, and very fast, all of them.
What about your roommate, Nacho? Where did he come from?
Nacho had also come from Atletico Madrid, but he had later on moved to Espanyol. He was playing in Espanyol B under Pochettino's regime. He actually got debuted with the first team and was probably going to get a spot on the first team, but unfortunately he had an injury that did not let him continue on. But I mean, he, in those times he was playing third division, second and second B division, which is a really high level, because you can tell for a fact that it is, considering that he went to play second division in Italy and now he's playing first division in Iceland. So that just shows how you can break and fall and how the difference in level is.
Right. That makes sense. Let's move on and talk a bit more about the plan for this year. And you mentioned earlier that the team has a different approach and a different goal for this year. So can you talk a little bit more about what the plan is and what has happened so far with the implementation of the plan?
Basically, from the start of the season, it was clear that we wanted to get into promotion, get into playoff standings in third division. It's a national division, and there's playoffs to go up to second B. If you get into first place, you win. You go play one playoff game. If you get into second, third, fourth, you have a series of playoff games that you have to play in order to go up. And from the start, it was clear that we were going to dominate with our style of play. And we're still looking to get into first place to try and secure that one playoff game that we have to play. It's a 180-minute game. It's so hopefully we can get that. The mindset is a lot different than last year. Obviously, the team is a lot more competitive. Players are a lot more competitive. You can tell there's a lot more of intensity, of a little bit more of aggression, because players want to get into that starting 11. It means a lot to move a team up a division, so a lot of players want to have that on their curriculum. So, yeah, the mindset is to try and get into first place, and if not, stay into playoffs and just play the games. Luckily, we have had a few tests throughout the year. We have progressed to quarterfinals, I think, through the Copa Federación, which is a mix of teams from around the country, from Tercera, top teams from Tercera who were in promotion, and Segunda B teams, second B teams. And we have beaten some second B teams and a lot of Tercera teams that are in promotion. So that was a good test for us, because unfortunately we only made it to quarterfinals. We can get past quarterfinals. And I think that will be a great test for us in the future.
Hayden, tell me a little more about the experience of playing against second division B teams this year. What has that experience been like for you?
I had played against a few second B teams, or teams that had second B squads like ours. And I mean, there's a difference. difference between third division and second B, which is that the fields are nicer, so the teams can play a little bit better. But you can ask anybody from here, they'll say the same thing. What makes you a better player is third division and second B. Once you get to second division and first division, the game is a little bit more polished, a little bit nicer. They let you play a little bit more. In second B, it's faster than segunda B. I mean, than tercera, third division, which basically doesn't really. It basically means the players are a lot more aggressive, a lot more competitive. Tackles are harder. Players are a lot more stronger. Gameplay is a lot more faster, a little bit more intense. Everything. Than in third division. Basically that is it. We do have a second B squad. Most of our players that we have in the team right now are from second B. So, it hasn't really been much of a problem for us. Obviously, some games you win, some games you lose, but we have played really well pretty much all our games against second B teams. So that just shows the level of the team that we have. And yeah.
We will continue after this.
If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to subscribe. Visit our website at www.prospectsss.com. That's prospectsss.com. And follow us on Twitter at RethinkingF.
Speaking in general terms, Hayden, how difficult is it for an academy player to transition into either third division or even to a second division B team?
Players who are a lot more physically fit usually can transfer pretty smoothly to third division and second B and even second division. But for a lot of players who are smaller, are a little bit stockier, whose style of play is a little bit more fluider, a little bit of touching the ball a little bit more, it's really hard. Same from experience, because I'm one of those players. But once you have the physical dominated, the level of the technical stuff really stays the same. The difference really is the physical part, and a lot of players can't handle it.
So are you saying that for some players they don't make the transition well, or they don't make it at all because they're not willing to put in the work that it takes to get to that level?
Some players from pretty much most of the players from youth players from top tier divisions could probably play in Tercera or second B, but a lot of them just don't want to work for it. That's what differentiates the players that are good and bad in these leagues. And the players that fall through the cracks is the work. At the end of the day, when you put in that work, it does show. So
if you want to stay on that path to professionalism, you have to continue to put the work into it, is what you're saying.
Yes, of course. You have to put in those hours. You have to put in that time on the ball. And you just have to work through this suffer. because a lot of it is suffering a little bit. A lot of it is pause moments, especially when you're a young player. A lot of it is just training as hard as you can, as the best as you can, until you get that one moment that they give you, that one opportunity. And you have to be ready. You have to be ready for that opportunity, because it may just, like, pass you by. And really, that's what makes differentiates the good players and the bad players. I mean, of course, there's those players like Messi, who debuted in second B, who were just different from the start. And honestly, you can't really strive to be someone like that. Really, you just have to realize that it's just not that realistic. You have to work on the things that you have, the qualities that you can bring to the table, and really just polish them through your youth years. Get a little bit of other stuff, but really it's just pushing through and pushing through that suffer, and at the end of the day, putting it in the work.
So beyond putting in the work, what are the other factors that help you to transition successfully to professionalism? Like how does diet and sleep factor into being successful?
Obviously, diet and sleep, and honestly, social factors in general will affect the player. Players who tend to like to have a little bit more of social life do kind of fall through the crack, don't really make it either, even if they are really good, just because, you know, like anybody just wants to have a normal, like, teenage life or a normal teenage thing. But at the end of the day, you have to be a professional. You have to act like a professional. You have to eat like a professional. You have to sleep like a professional. You have to get in those hours of sleep so that your muscles can heal and grow. You need to eat well. You need to get have that time to yourself. You need, and honestly, being a professional player, you have to be selfish. I've learned that from experience. I mean, there's a lot of times where I wanted to go out with people, but that professional side has to be selfish and bring me to my feet and just say no. There's a lot of times where maybe yes, I wanted to go home, but again, that professional side of you says no, you have to keep on going, you have to keep suffering, you have to keep going through, or just simply wanting to see your parents. I mean, my parents aren't with me now. Now I'm on my own. But obviously, all those factors play through, but that professional side of you needs to just pull through, and you need to get through the suffer, and that's it.
Sure. So tell me about your future plans and hopes with your career.
Well, luckily, I'm still 19. And basically, obviously, I want to finish this season. I want to see what we can do. Then I want to see what options I have. Obviously, make the best one I can make, whether that's staying in the team or having to go. Realistically, I would like to be in a feeder team, which is something like a B team for a first division or second division team, or second B team, or just go straight into second B. I do have options, and which is good. So I have to see him make the best decision. I do want to try and get into first division or second division by 23. Just because in Europe in general, being under 23 is very important. When you get to those levels, when you're an under 23, that is very good. When you get to those levels, and maybe see if see the time I still have in Spain, because maybe I may just go out of Spain, just because Spain is really good for development. Obviously, you have to go where you shine, where you're noticed, can get noticed, where you can be found, because Spain is really good, but there is excess talent, and a lot of players don't take that opportunity to go outside of Spain, but I really consider that as an option, and yeah, those are my plans.
You mentioned that some of your teammates have played for UEFA or other leagues. What are your hopes for that? Do you, and your interest, would you be interested in playing in other leagues or even looking at possibly playing for the U.S. national team, given the changes that have happened in U.S. soccer? What do you see as of interest to you right now?
I think that when the time is right, I will probably see if I can go outside of Spain. To see if I can maybe go into a second division or first division in a different country. And of course, thinking about the national team does give me a smile, because I mean, when you're small, just in general, I think in whatever sport, whether it be boxing or whether it be tennis or whether it be basketball or anything like that, you dream with representing your country on a world level in any competition, or even in just a friendly. And I mean, I would be ecstatic if the U.S. national team would call me up. I think that would be a great opportunity, and a great opportunity to show what I'm capable of and hopefully make my country proud. And I mean, the changes that are being made, whether it be playing younger players and such, is great. And I just, I don't know, it's something like almost surreal, I think, would be if I were ever to be called up to the national team. So yeah, I think that's something that's like way in the back of my head, just because I'm more focused on getting up in the divisions, making a name for myself, and so on and so forth. But I mean, if that opportunity were to arrive, there's no way I would decline that opportunity. So yeah.
Just one more question, Hayden. Are there a lot of Americans like you playing in Spain professionally? Can you tell me about who you know from the United States who's in Spain playing?
I am aware of four. Well, including me, four. There's a kid in the Basque country. I'm not totally sure what team he's playing for. I think he's playing for a team in Tercera or in third division or in first in the regional first division. After him, I mean, there's Akale in Villarreal C team. He's I had a teammate who had the chance to play against him and said he was really good, and I've seen videos of him, and I think he's a really talented player. And then there's Shaq Moore, who's in Levante. I'm not sure if he's still with the B team. I actually think he may be on the bench with the A team now, which is really good. I know he debuted with the first team, I think, against Barca in the Copa del Rey, which is great. I mean, congratulations to him. That's really good. I think the only one that Akale and Shaq are older than me. I know that. The kid from Bilbao, the kid from the Basque Country, I'm pretty sure we're the same age. And I know that he's played for the national team. I know Akale has too. I know Shaq Moore has too. But I'm not totally sure why they haven't been called up recently. Just because I know in their divisions they're doing really well.
Well, and maybe that's something that's coming for them soon, and for you as well. Well, I appreciate your time today, Hayden. This has been really interesting to hear about your experience in Spain. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This concludes this episode of Rethinking Football. We hope that you'll join us for the next one.
This episode is brought to you by PSS International Academy. Research shows that in sports, the one thing that works and makes lower-performing players better is immersion. To learn about our programs and how you can play federated football in Spain, visit prospectss.com and click on International Academies. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at RethinkingF. Rethinking Football's theme song, Actionable, is courtesy of bensound.com. To access the transcript of this podcast and other archives, please visit our website, www.prospectss.com, and click on Podcasts. That is prospectsss.com.